Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Police in South Jersey have announced charges for four people in the shooting death of Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Sergeant Detective Monica Mosley inside her home earlier this month. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us three of them are facing murder charges.
Sergeant Detective Monica Mosley was killed during a home invasion at her house in Bridgeton on October 15th, and she was laid to rest on Saturday. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office now says four are charged in her death. 29-year-old Nyshaw Mutcherson of Vineland, 31-year-old Jared Brown of Bridgeton, and 32-year-old Richard Willis of Gloucester City are each facing first-degree murder, burglary, and related offenses. 38-year-old Cynthia Pimentel of Paulsboro is charged with hindering investigation, obstruction of justice, and tampering with evidence. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland says his office remains resolute in their commitment to ensuring those responsible for this horrific act are held accountable.
Court dates for the defendants were not immediately announced. Following Sunday night's Trump campaign rally in New York, where a comedian made disparaging remarks about the island of Puerto Rico, Philadelphia Councilmember Ketsey Luzada and other Puerto Rican leaders held a news conference condemning the Trump campaign. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
Supporters gathered at the Ace Business and Visitors Center in Philadelphia outraged about Donald Trump's rally, where comedian Tony Hinchcliffe referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage.
Bastante, ya. Enough is enough, folks. I've had it. I cannot continue to accept that. I hope that you don't forget, because I won't forget.
That's Reading Mayor Eddie Moran. He and other supporters say Hispanics are passionate voters and that this latest controversy should serve as a wake-up call. Councilwoman Ketsey Luzada said not even a public apology would be accepted at this point.
Absolutely not. Don't be fooled. That is something that they are aligned with. The campaign believes that we are garbage. The campaign has no respect for Latinos.
Philadelphia is home to the second largest Puerto Rican population in the U.S. Tuesday is the last day you can apply for a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania, which means it's effectively the end of early voting in the state. Until election board offices close, voters can still go in, request a mail-in ballot, fill it out, and return it on the spot. Any Pennsylvanian who doesn't vote by tomorrow will have to go in person to the polls on November 5th to cast their ballot or return their mail-in ballot through the mail or at a drop box. With a contract deadline 10 days away, SEPTA and its largest union continue negotiations in an effort to avoid a potential strike. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Members of Transport Workers Local 234 Sunday authorized a strike should union leadership decide one is necessary. For now, talks are going on between SEPTA and the union representing 5,000 bus, subway, and trolley operators. The current one-year contract with Local 234 expires at midnight on the night of November 7th. With no agreement in Harrisburg on state transit funding, SEPTA has offered the union another one-year deal, one the union says did not include raises. The union said no to that and also wants safety protections for operators in the wake of two shootings on SEPTA buses during this month alone.
A strike by Local 234 would affect buses, subways, and trolleys in the city. Suburban buses and trolleys, as well as regional rail trains, would continue to run. There are new plans for the SS United States, currently docked in South Philadelphia. It will now be towed to Mobile, Alabama, instead of Norfolk, Virginia, to be stripped of hazardous materials in preparation of becoming the world's largest artificial reef in the Florida Panhandle. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with a Delaware woman who will never forget the experience of being a passenger on the ship in the 1950s.
Members of the Four Lads were among celebrities on board the SS United States' second Atlantic Ocean crossing. Pearl Bailey and Sarah Vaughan were there, too.
It was an experience that I will never forget.
93-year-old Irma Mulrine was 21 years old when she took that five-day voyage from New York City to Le Havre, France, in August of 1953.
Dinner, it followed by a get-together party and dance. And during the dance, the various celebrities were present.
She was impressed with all the amenities on board.
You could purchase an evening gown or you could rent it. They had a beauty shop.
Irma isn't happy with the plan to transform the retired ocean liner into an artificial reef for divers.
That is really a waste.
There's still no word when the vessel will leave Philadelphia. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.